Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Abraham Goldar, and today Mezechus Nazir Daf Lamed, the fourth parak Mishamar. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Eish Magaleach on Nazir's Aviv. A man can shave using his father's Nazir's funds for his karbanas, but a woman cannot. The Mishnah illustrates, according to the Girsa of the Rush and Tosfos, that if he and his father were both simultaneously Nazirim, and his father designated money for his karbanas and died, Yossi says the son may not use the funds. The case that he may use the funds is Mishaya Aviv Nazir, one whose father was a Nazir, the Hebrish Maostumim on Nazir Soba Meis, and he designated unspecified money for his Nazir's karbanas and died. And then the son said, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition I can shave using my father's Nazir's funds. Zush Magaleach on Nazir's Aviv. This is the one who can shave using his father's Nazir's. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his kabbanis is halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara will prove that other Tanaim allow him to use his father's funds, even in the first case of the Mishnah. Point number two, Rabbi asks, Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim mahu. If he has two sons who are nazirim, what is the halacha? Hilchas gemirin law called the kadim galach. Galach, do we say that it is halacha Moshe Sinai and does not follow the laws of inheritance? So whoever accepts nazirus first shaves using his father's funds. Or dima yerusha gemirin law upal gahave. Or this is taught as an inheritance and he may use half. Rav inquired, if we assume that they split the funds, b'chor upashu mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? Do we say that in this halacha he does not receive more than another son? Or dima yerushihi, v'keiket d'shakal pishnayim, haki magalach? Or do we say that it is an inheritance, and just as he normally takes a double portion, so too he shaves using that proportion? And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Aviv Nazir Olam, Vahu Nazir Stam. If his father was a permanent Nazir, who trims his hair and brings korbanos periodically, and he was an ordinary Nazir, Aviv Nazir Stambu, who Nazir Olam, my, or his father was an ordinary Nazir, and he was a permanent Nazir, what is the halach regarding using his father's funds? Ki gemir nihokas of bestam Naziris, o dima loshna? Do we say the halach was only taught for an ordinary Naziris, but not a permanent Naziris, or perhaps there's no difference? The Rush adds that the question applies equally if both he and his father were permanent Nazirim. The Gemara continues, if we assume that in the above cases, he can use his father's funds, because each is a Nazir Tahor, Ravashi inquired further, Aviv Nazir Tamei, Vahu Nazir Tahor, if his father was a Nazir Tamei and he was a Nazir Tahor. Aviv Nazir Tahor, Vahu Nazir Tamei, my, or his father was a Nazir Tahor and he was a Nazir Tamei, what is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a teiku. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ish Magaleach on Nazir's Aviv, a man can shave using his father's Nazir's funds for his korbanos, but a woman cannot. The Mishnah illustrates, according to the Girsa of the Rush and Tosfos, that if he and his father were both simultaneously Nazirim, and his father designated money for his korbanos and died, Yossi says the son may not use the funds. The case that he may use the funds is Mishaya Aviv Nazir, one whose father was a Nazir, the Hebrish Maostumim on Nazir Soba Meis, and he designated unspecified money for his Nazir's korbanos and died. And then the son said, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition I can shave using my father's Nazir's funds. Zush Magaleach on Nazir's Aviv. This is the one who can shave using his father's Nazir's. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his kabbanis is halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara will prove that other Tanaim allow him to use his father's funds, even in the first case of the Mishnah. Point number two, Rabbi asks, Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim mahu. If he has two sons who are nazirim, what is the halacha? Hilchas gemirin law called the kadim galach. Galach, do we say that it is halacha Moshe Sinai and does not follow the laws of inheritance? So whoever accepts nazirus first shaves using his father's funds. Or dima yerusha gemirin law upal gahave. Or this is taught as an inheritance and he may use half. Rav inquired, if we assume that they split the funds, b'chor upashu mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? Do we say that in this halacha he does not receive more than another son? Or dima yerushihi, v'keiket d'shakal pishnayim, haki magalach? Or do we say that it is an inheritance, and just as he normally takes a double portion, so too he shaves using that proportion? And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Aviv Nazir Olam, Vahu Nazir Stam. If his father was a permanent Nazir, who trims his hair and brings korbanos periodically, and he was an ordinary Nazir, Aviv Nazir Stambu, who Nazir Omai, or his father, was an ordinary Nazir, and he was a permanent Nazir. What is the halach regarding using his father's funds? Ki gemir nihokas of bestam Naziris, o dima loshna? Do we say the halach was only taught for an ordinary Naziris, but not a permanent Naziris, or perhaps there's no difference? The Rosh adds that the question applies equally if both he and his father were permanent Nazirim. The Gemara continues, if we assume that in the above cases, he can use his father's funds, because each is a Nazir Tahor, Ravashi inquired further, Aviv Nazir Tamei, v'hu Nazir Tahor, if his father was a Nazir Tamei and he was a Nazir Tahor, Aviv Nazir Tahor, v'hu Nazir Tamei, my, or his father was a Nazir Tahor and he was a Nazir Tamei, what is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a teiku. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed, and our standard Siman is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazira's funds, didn't know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. And to one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brothers cannot, since he is a Nazir Olam, and his father was a Nazir Stam. Once again, slow motion. The hairy Rebbe, that must be more in Duff. Lamed, Melamed. The hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds, which reminds us, the next mission states, Aish Magalecha Nazir's Aviv, a man can shave using his father's Nazir's funds for his karbanas. Yossi says the case that he may use the funds is where one's father was a Nazir and he designated unspecified money for his Nazir's karbanas and died, and then the son said, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition I can shave using my father's Nazir's funds. This is the one who can shave using his father's Nazir's. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his karbanas is halachal Moshe Misinai. So the hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds didn't know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. Which reminds us, Rabbah asks, if one had two sons who were Nazirim, what is the halacha? Do we say it's halacha Moshe Misinai and does not follow the laws of inheritance? So whoever accepts Nazir's first shaves using his father's funds, or this was taught as an inheritance and he may use half. Rav inquired if we assume that they split the funds, Bechor Pashut Mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? So the hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds did not know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. Until one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brother cannot, since he is a Nazir Olam, and his father was a Nazir Stam. Which reminds the Gemara, as what if the father was a Nazir Olam, and he was a Nazir Stam, or vice versa? Or the father was a Nazir Tahor, and he was a Nazir Tame, or vice versa? What is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a teiku. So once again, the hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds did not know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. And to one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brother cannot, since he is a Nazir Olam and his father was a Nazir Stam. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bah chazara. Dav Chavav. So the Siman Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The hairy general of the military coup, that must be in Dav Chavav. The hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatz obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola, which reminds us, on Dav Chav Hey, Rabbi Yochan explained that Halacha Moshe Misinai by Nazir taught that unspecified funds for its karbanas go to communal nedavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird karbanas, which include a chatas and ola, such as those of a mitzvah or a zav. The Gemara teaches that this is not the din in the case where someone who is obligated in a chatas said, it is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary ola, and he designated money and said, these are for my obligations. The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since there are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Brisa teaches that he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatas. It concludes, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nedavos. So the hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead Nazir's carbon fund, which reminds us, Rava said that although unspecified Nazir funds are used for communal nedavos, if the chatas money was removed from them, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shlamim, and it is not used for communal nedavos if the Nazir dies. A brisa is brought in support. A nazir said, these are for my chatas, and the rest for the rest of my karbanos of nazirus. The chatas money goes to the Dead Sea, and of the remainder, half is used for an ol and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nedavos. So the hairy general of the military who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash, which reminds us, Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Oshanu Elamos, the halakha that unspecified money is used for nedavos was only taught regarding money, but an animal which is itself not valid for its carbon, which was designated for its karbanos through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for karbanos if the nazir dies. The Gemara records Malchokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money, since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beams for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who blew his hairy kazoo, that must be a Daf Chav Zayin. The child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, which reminds us, whereas animals are considered specified because could you say that a chatzah should be brought as an ola? This is a female and this is a male. Birds are not considered specified and the chatzahs and ola birds need to be specified. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get a tabah, which reminds us, if a father and son were both nazirim simultaneously, the son may not use his late father's funds. A brisa teaches that if he had unspecified money, they go to nedavos, and the Gemara determines that blemished animals are considered like unspecified money. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get a tabah, try to cheer up a nazir who just found out he could not be yotze with his deceased father's chatas by blasting his kazoo as loud as he could. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, the Torah says karbano is carbon regarding the chatas teaching, but karbano hu yotze v'ein yotze b'karbon aviv. Only with his own carbon is a yotze, but not with his father's carbon. The Gemara continues and explains what we learned from karbano being written two more times. Dav Chav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The hairy strong man, that must be more in Dav Chav Ches, Koach. The hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that three mechokes regarding when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's Naziris. The Tanna Kamma holds, it's once the blood of one of her kabbanas was sprinkled. Rabbi Akiva says it's merely after one of the kabbanas is shachted, which is because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim. And Rabbi Meir holds he can be made for it even after all three kabbanas are brought, because he can say he does not want a wife with a shaved head. So the hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for it after her chatas was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva's position that he cannot be made for it after a carbon is merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, that's specifically referring to a chatas, because for the Ola and Shlami, he could let the blood be sprinkled not for its original purpose, and that will permit the meat to be eaten, like we learned from the Kivsei Atzeres. So the hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Rochatos was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, and saw his son, whom he declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Which reminds us, the next mission states that Ish Madir is Beno Benazir, a man may declare his son a Nazir, Ve'ina Ish Madir is Beno Benazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a Nazir. And this Naziris may be rejected, how so? If he shaved or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating an objection to the Naziris, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. Dav Chav Tes, so the Simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot. Cot? That must be one Dav Chav Tes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot a Nazir to be Mechanech him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a father may make his son who is a minor a Nazir. Rav Yochanan says, Halachi ben Nazir. It's a halach l'omosh misinai regarding Nazir. Reish Lakish was quoted as saying, Kedei l'chanukum b'mitzvos. The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvahs, as Rosh explains that Naziris is an exercise, an abstinence. The Gemara explains, according to Reish Lakish, why only a father can make a son a Nazir, why he cannot make his daughter a Nazir, and why relatives can protest. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanis, and berchatas, which would be used at the end of his nazirus, which reminds us, the Gemara explains according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the father can declare his son as a nazir as an act of chinuch, how the father is permitted to have the child's hair shaved and not be over a kavas rosh, how karbanis can be brought on his behalf and not be over on bringing chulin into the azara, and how he could do moika on the chatas bird. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanis, and berchatas, which would be used at the end of his naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of nadarim, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokes into what age a father can declare a son a nazir. Rebbe says, ad sheyavi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. Rav Yossi Breid Rav Yehuda says, ad sheyagio knows nadarim, until he reaches the age of nadarim, which is a year before adulthood, when he can declare his own nadarim. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which definitely of the question what the halacha is when one has two sons who want to use their father's funds, where one is the bechor, that's on daf? Lamed. Good number two, which thing when a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola go to the Dead Sea if the person dies? That's on daf? Chavav. Good number three, which of the when a nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanis, they go to communal nadavos? That's on daf? Chavhei. Good number four, which of the Gemara explain how, according to Reish Lakish, the son declared as a nazir could shave his hair, bring karbanas, and eat the bird chattas? That's on daf? Chavtes. Good number five. Which daf we have the question if a son can use his father's funds if he's a nazir olam and the father was a nazir stam? That's on daf? Lamed. Good number six. Which daf when the one is only yotzi with his own karban chattas, not his father's? That's on daf? Chavzayin. Good number seven. Which stuff we have a three women focus regarding until when can a husband be made for his wife's naziris? That's on daf. Chavches. Good number eight. Which stuff we have a focus whether declaring a son a nazir is halachah Moshe Mitzrayim or is an act of chinuch? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good number nine. Which stuff we have four cases of rams which do not require their normal lechem? That's on daf. Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which of the when a person can say, I'm hereby a nazir on condition I can shave using my father's nazirus funds? That's on daf. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhum Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.